اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وعاقلا وقائلا وناصرا ونبيا وعلما حتى تسكنه أرضك تواه وتمتعه فيها طويلا.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
May Allah ta'ala accept us all in His service in the sacred month of Ramadan. Give us the opportunity to be the best of His servants in the sacred month. It is a beautiful opportunity that has befallen upon us, and it is the sacred month of Ramadan. I'll just mention a few of the virtues of the sacred month as described by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. When it comes to the reward that Allah has kept for all of these worships and servitudes that we have, there is a defined, described reward, ajr, for every good thing that we do in this dunya. For example, if you look into Quran, sometimes says that if you do a good, Allah will multiply it by 10. Ashra anthaliha. Sometimes says that if you do good, I will multiply it by 70. No matter what you do, it will be multiplied by 70. When it comes to the fasting of the sacred month of Ramadan, he says that as-sawmi wa ana azibe. That is, he says that this fasting is all for me and I will reward. Now how much will he reward, he doesn't say. Sometimes he says that as-sawmu li wa ana jaza'uhu. That is, fasting is for me and the reward is me myself. That is, Allah Himself is the reward. So that is a huge big assignment that is before us, a great big favor and a blessing, and we have to make the best of it, that is, in this sacred month of Ramadan. When it comes to fasting, there are different types of fasts that we have. There is a basic level or the elementary level of the fasting, which is just abstaining from those 9 things that we have to abstain from: eating, drinking, smoking, etc., etc. That is just the basic and the elementary level of the fast. The next step up is that the Prophet, he says that every limb of yours, every part of your body has to observe that fast. That everything that he has said not to do, not to be done, and everything which is good to be performed in these few days, 30 days. And again, these 30 days, if we apply it properly onto ourselves, we find that it is sufficient enough for the next, until the next month of Ramadan, that a person, he gets charged so much that it will be sufficient for him for 1 year to carry on and to cope. But we have to apply it properly onto ourselves. Now over here, in one of these khutbas that the Holy Prophet has, and that is on the last Friday of the month of Sha'ban, he says, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّهُ قَدْ أَقْبَلَ إِلَيْكُمْ شَهْرُ اللَّهِ. Indeed, the month of Allah has come to you. بِالْبَرَكَةِ وَالْرَحْمَةِ وَالْمَغْفِرَةِ. Not just a random regular month, says a month of mercy, a month of forgiving, a month of barakah. شَهْرٌ هُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَفْضَلُ الشُّهُورِ. Among the months that Allah has created, he says that this month of Ramadan, it's the best of all months. There is no other month better than this. The days of this month are the best of days. nights of this month are the best of nights. That is, no matter what we do during the day, no matter what we do during the night, the reward is just huge. We cannot think of it. Says that if you were to offer a 2-rakat prayer in this month, during the night for example, Allah would multiply the reward of that by 70. If you were to do that on 70 consecutive days, 70 prayers, and you do just 2 rak'ah in this month, you will get that huge big bonus because of this month, which is an important month. And then he says that every moment of this month, it's beautiful. It has that immense and that virtuous value. هُوَ الشَّهْرٌ تُغِيْتُمْ فِيهِ إِلَىٰ ضِيَافَةِ اللَّهِ says that it is a month when you all have been invited to the presence of Allah. Now to understand this, in simple words, host of this month is Allah. Guests in this month are we, the creation of Allah. Now when a host invites his guest, he lays the best of foods and drinks to respect and to welcome his guests. Now Allah has hosted this feast, which is the month of Ramadan. Now we are the guests of honor, guests of Rahman, the Yufur Rahman, as it is said, that is the guest of the merciful Allah in this month of Allah. هُوَ شَهْرٌ دُعِيْتُمْ فِيهِ إِلَىٰ ضِيَافَةِ اللَّهِ وَجُعِلْتُمْ فِيهِ مِنْ أَهْلِ كَرَامَةِ اللَّهِ The Prophet says, that is, in this wonderful month, you all have been invited, and you all have been upgraded to the level of Kareem. Now if you look into the Quran, Kareem is that definition, is that term which has been applied to the angels. The angels are known as بَلْعِبَادٌ مُكْرَمُونَ in Quran, that they are the most dignified creation of Allah, the angels. Or for example, in Dua in Ziyarat Jami'at al-Kabira, we find that Ahlul Bayt, the 14 infallible, they are named as Kareem, as the Karam, persons who possess this Karamat, this benevolence, this great dignity. Here in this month of Ramadan says, every one of you is the guest of Allah and you have been automatically upgraded to the level of this Karamat, to the level of infallibles, to the level when the Ma'sumeen, the angels, they are seated. أَنْفَاسُكُمْ فِيهِ تَسْبِيحٌ Again, in this month, if you don't do anything, you don't recite Quran, you don't say your prayers, the additional ones, here Rasulullah says that every breath that you breathe, that is in this month, that is tasbih. Tasbih is the glorification of Allah by reciting Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa Allahu akbar, and all these different recitals that we have. Says that in this month you don't do anything, just breathe. That breathing of yours in this month, it is tasbih. It is, it possesses that great virtue. وَنَوْمُكُمْ فِيهِ عِبَادَةٌ You don't do anything, you just sleep away, slumber in this month. Says your sleeping in this month, again, it is worship. وَعَمَلُكُمْ فِيهِ مَقْبُولٌ No matter what you do in this month, every act of yours will be accepted by Allah Jalla Ala. وَدُعَاءُكُمْ فِيهِ مُسْتَجَابٌ Every dua of yours in this month, it is accepted. And then Rasulullah says, فَاسْأَلُ اللَّهَ رَبَّكُمْ بِالنِّيَّاتٍ خَالِصَةٍ صَادِقَةٍ وَقُلُوبٍ طَاهِرَةٍ So ask your Lord with pure intentions, with sincere intentions, with a pure heart. أَنْ يُوَفِّقَكُمْ لِسْيَامِهِ وَقِيَامِهِ That is, He gives you the opportunity that you observe these fasts in this sacred month of Ramadan and you are blessed with the recitation of Quran. So all these are some of the tips that the Holy Prophet he has mentioned for this sacred month. Recitation of Quran in this month, because it is the month when Quran is revealed. And in reality, if you see this sacred month of Ramadan, it's the month of Imam al-Asr, Ajallahu ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif. And inshallah, we will talk on this issue that how come this month is the month of Ramadan, month of the Imam. When we talk about Quran, we say that Inna anzalnahu fi laylatul qadr. That is, Quran was revealed in laylatul qadr. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةٌ قَدْرٌ. And what do you know what this لَيْلَةٌ قَدْرٌ is? Then Allah says, لَيْلَةٌ قَدْرٌ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ الشَّهْرِ. It's much better than 1,000 months. So 1,000 months, if you see in calculation how much it is, that is, a person can get to his destination so fast if he witnesses that لَيْلَةٌ قَدْرٌ. When it comes to Laylatul Qadr and when our sixth Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu was salam was that whosoever witnesses Laylatul Qadr, what does that mean? Imam says, whosoever has perceived my grandmother Zahra has indeed perceived Laylatul Qadr. That is, Zahra is Laylatul Qadr, Fatima is Laylatul Qadr. What does that mean? A person comes, now in one of these meetings, the Prophet was present, the two Khalifas were present, and then one of them inquires that, Ya Rasulullah, in this surah, Surah Al-Qadr, it is said that the destiny of everyone is presented before you in Laylatul Qadr, and it is you who decide ultimately. That is, the destiny, the muqaddarat, the taqdeer of every individual is presented to you. He says, yes. Then they say that, okay, death, it is haq, everyone has to die. What will happen after you? Where will these angels come? Because Quran in the Surah Al-Qadr says, لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ الشَّهْرِ تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا. That is, the angels and the spirit, the ruh, they descend on this night. Where do they descend? Like, an airplane doesn't land anywhere. It has to have a runway, an airport to land. Angels also, when they want to descend, when they want to land, they have to land on a runway. And that is the pure heart of Rasulullah. Quran says, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا. That these angels, they descend. Doesn't say that they descended. It's a present continuous tense. They descend, even today they descend. So Rasulullah, he has passed away. So where do they descend? When they ask where will they descend, Rasulullah, he stands up. Amir al-Mu'min was present in that majlis. He places his hands on the shoulders of Amir al-Mu'min and says, this is where they will land after me. What about after Amir al-Mu'min? It's the imams, one after the other. And today is the pure heart of the Imam of time, Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. When these angels descend on that pure night. So that is the month of Imam al-Asr. So angels, they land, they descend. The destiny is presented to the Imam. And it is he who is the custodian upon whom these ayahs are being recited. So it is a huge, big honor that has been given to us and that is being dignified or given that rank of kareem, the rank of an angel, rank of ma'sumeen, du'itum fih, that you have been exalted and upgraded to a great rank in this month. And then Rasulullah says, فَإِنَّ الشَّقِيِّ مَنْ حُرِمَ غُفْرَانَ اللَّهِ فِي هَذَا الشَّهْرِ الْعَظِيمِ. Says, the unlucky is someone who doesn't get that opportunity to be forgiven in the sacred month. That is, who is distant from the ghufran and the mercy of Allah. So one of the things that we have to work on in this sacred month, right from this moment until the day of Eid, that ask Allah to forgive us all the wrong that we have done. That is, when we... If you look into this whole program that we have, we say, we fast qurbatan ilallah. We say our prayers qurbatan ilallah. To seek the nearness of Allah. Now what distances us from Allah is all the wrong that we do. The sins that we commit. So the sins, they are a hindrance, they are a barrier, they distance us from Allah. So what will near us to Allah? It is shedding of these sins, the wrong that we have done. It has to fall apart for us to come closer to Allah. So for that we have to ask Allah to forgive us. Ghufranullah, forgiveness of Allah in this month. That is the best of what we can ask Allah. And here Rasulullah says, فَإِنَّ الشَّقِيقَ مَنْ حُرِمَ غُفْرَانَ اللَّهِ فِي هَذَا الشَّهْرِ الْعَظِيمِ وَذْكُرُوا بِجُوعِكُمْ وَعَتَشِكُمْ فِيهِ جُوعَ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Now when we fast, we get hungry, we are thirsty. Here Rasulullah says that when you are thirsty and when you are hungry, just remind yourself of the day of judgment. That is going to be a long day. And then you will be hungry, you will be thirsty. So that thirst and that hunger of that day, get reminded, be reminded of that in this day and when you are fasting. وَتَصَدَّقُوا عَلَىٰ فُقَرَائِكُمْ وَمَسَاكِنِكُمْ. Those who are needy, poor in, help them. If you can give them charity, give them charity. And this is the best time. وَوَقِّرُوا كِبَارَكُمْ. Respect your elders. Now respecting elders is a duty that has been assigned to us throughout the year. That is, from the moment we step into this dunya until we depart, that respect to elders has to be there. But in this month, it has to be a lot more. If we respected our parents 1 kilogram in other months, we have to increase that to 70 kilograms in this month. So we have to have that respect to our parents much more than what we had to other in the other ones. And the same thing applies to other elders in the community. وَرْحَمُوا صِغَارَكُمْ. Have mercy, be kind to your young in this month, much more than what you were in the other months. وَصِلُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ. If you've broken ties with your relatives, brothers, sisters, in-laws, etc., patch them in this month. The reward of that is huge. And then says, وَحْفَدُوا أَلْزِنَتَكُمْ وَغُضُّوا عَمَّا لَا يَحِلُّ النَّذَرْ إِلَيْهِ أَفْصَارَكُمْ. Protect your eyes. It was mentioned earlier that fasts, there are of a few types. We've got those elementary level fasts, that is a person, he observes the fast from the morning till the sunset, doesn't eat anything, doesn't drink anything, abstains from those things that he has to abstain from, and that's it. Everything else is present in that fast, this regular day. Here Rasulullah says, protect your eyes, keep them clean. It doesn't mean that out of the month of Ramadan you can do whatever you want, no. Outside this month, you have to protect them. When it comes to the sacred month, protect them a lot more. If there were things which were seen outside this month, in this month, control those sights of yours. Control the ears of yours a lot. وَتَحَنَّنُوا عَلَىٰ أَيْتَامِ النَّاسِ. And then says, to the orphans, be kind. Have mercy on the orphans. Why? So that people may have mercy on your orphans when you depart. Inshallah, I'll continue on this beautiful khutbah in the forthcoming days. And then says, تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ ذُنُوبِكُمْ. Again, the same emphasis that repent a lot in this month to the presence of Allah for you to be forgiven. When it comes to the fasting of this sacred month, there are certain things, you know, most of them just a reminder. First of all, it is the niyyat, that intention has to be there. When it comes to the month of Ramadan, the moment the moon is sighted, every person who is a mukallaf, upon whom duties are wajib, this month of Ramadan falls on him and he has to observe every command of Allah in this month. First of all, it's that niyyat, that I have to have a niyyat, that qurbatan ila Allah. Either you can have this niyyat every day, or you can have one niyyat today, that is until the day of Eid, you will be fasting qurbatan ila Allah. Fasting meaning abstaining from all that Allah has asked you to keep away from. So from Fajr till Maghrib, eating and drinking has to be abstained. relationships as happily as sin. One of the things is that lying, and that is ascribing false to Allah, ascribing false to the Prophet, ascribing false to Ma'asumeen, it is haram in this month. For example, to understand what does it mean, if you've heard something from Allah, or you say that this is what Allah has said and He has not said, and you are fasting, your fast becomes batil. Or you are quoting a hadith which you are not sure of, and you say something that this is what, for example, our sixth Imam has said, whence he has not said. So that is a lie that I am ascribing that to the Ma'soom, and if I was fasting, that fast becomes batil. It is invalidated. If you want to quote something from Allah, from Ma'soomeen, from the Prophet, then to be on the safe side, the fatwa of all of the mujtahideen is that, and this is a wajib, ihtiyat-e wajib, that is, you say from which book you are quoting, then you will be safe, and your fast also will not invalidate. If there is a lot of dust, or someone, if he is working in a place when they, for example, in these places where they paint, spray paints, etc., or there is a lot of dust, if that dust gets into his nasal canal, that also would invalidate that fast. Now when we say that if you suck the dust in, that would invalidate, it doesn't invalidate instantly. If that the dust which is so thick, you suck it through your nose, and it, or even through your mouth, and it gets into your throat. Not anywhere in the throat, the place where the letter kha is pronounced. That is the middle of the throat. If it gets to the middle of your throat, then your fast will become batil. So whenever or wherever you find there is a lot of dust, smoke, etc., don't go to those places. Or if you are bound to be there, have something covered and try not to inhale those dust. That will also invalidate your fast. Now during the day when we are fasting, a person can swim. But if he submerges his head in the water, dips his head totally underwater, that also would invalidate his fast. That is, when we say dips his head, if he dips his head face-wise, it will make it batil. If he dips it in a way that both the ears also get underwater, that would make his fast batil. So you can swim, but mind that you don't dip your head totally underwater. If you dip it in a way that one of the ears is underwater, the other is out, that also would not make it batil. That would not make your fast. It wouldn't invalidate your fast. One of the other things is that if ghusl becomes wajib on an individual, he has to perform that ghusl before the fajr prayers. And if he does not do that and remains in janabah for until the day starts, that also would invalidate his fast, and that fast also will be wajib. So if ghusl becomes wajib, if he doesn't do it, or if the time is so short, then it is wajib that tayammum has to be done, and by with that tayammum, that fast also will be okay. So that is it. Now when we say that performing things which invalidate the fast, for example, eating and drinking. If someone eats and drinks during the day, knowingly that he has to fast, and if he doesn't, a kafara, a penalty applies onto him, which is a compound penalty. That is, if I don't fast on this day, I eat and drink, or one of these things which invalidate the fast is performed during the day, a compound penalty applies, that is, for that one fast which I have missed, I have to free a slave. Now, we don't get slaves nowadays. In addition to that, I have to fast 60 days for not fasting that one day. And also, I have to pay, feed 60 people. Now when we say that we have to fast for 60 days, 31 of these fasts have to be consecutive without any break. And those 29, I can do them whenever I want throughout my life. For example, I was making up for the kafara of these fasts, and from those 31, I did 29. On the 30th day, I couldn't. I have to repeat all of those fasts once again. So that is that compound penalty which applies to someone who doesn't fast or who invalidates his fast for no reason. But someone who is ill, those who are aged, or a woman if she's pregnant or she's feeding her baby, then all these are exempted and they don't need to fast, and the kafara also doesn't apply to them. Those who are old and they cannot fast, or someone who has got a long-term illness, may Allah grant shifa to each one of them. Now those who have these long-term illnesses, they don't fast. Instead, they pay a fidya. Fidya means a $1 per fast, and then they get along without fasting. So kafara is a penalty which is applied for not fasting. Fidya is something which you pay if you have long-term illnesses or if you are old and you cannot fast. The other thing that we have to bear in mind is traveling, safar, during this month of Ramadan. If someone wants to travel just to run away from fasting, he can do that. It's makruh, although it's not right, it's different. Now if I was to fast, for example, if I was to travel tomorrow, now what do I do? Can I break my fast from home and then travel? If I do that, that penalty, which is a compound penalty, would apply onto me. I have to leave the town, and then only I can break the fast. So if someone, or any one of you, needs to travel during this month, and before Zohar, so you have to be careful that you leave the vicinity of the town, LA for example, either by air or by road. When you are well outside the city, then you can break your fast and you will be fine without any penalty. But if you do that in town, the penalty also will apply. So these are just a few of the ahkam that we have for the sacred month of Ramadan. May Allah Jalla wa Ala give us the opportunity that we be good people in this month, and this servitude and worship of Allah, we are blessed to perform it in the best possible manner. One of the things, again, you have to remember is that those who have passed away, now this is a month of mercy, the month of Rahmah, have an arrangement with Allah from today that whatever you will do in this sacred month, a reward of that be sent to all of your marhumeen, all of those loved ones which you knew, even those who you did not see, you did not know. You could say it in this way, that the first person among my ancestors who was the Shia of Ali ibn Abi Talib, and by whose presence we are called and classified as Shia, a reward of this month also be sent to him. Make a direct deposit arrangement with Allah from tonight that whatever you do, a share of that will be sent to him or to her, or to all of the mu'mineen and mu'minat. That is one. Recite Quran a lot. At least finish, complete the recitation of one Quran in this month. So if you recite one juz every day, by the day of Eid, you have completed a whole recitation. It is a beautiful month, and the noble, the good, the pious, what they used to do in this month is that whatever their regular activity was throughout their year, part of it was set aside and a lot was applied for Allah in this month. For example, Imam Khomeini, this great personality by whose presence all of these awakenings are taking place worldwide, he, with his busy schedule that he had, he used to recite about 18 Qur'ans in this month. So it looks tough, but if we want, we can do it. Now the same thing is with all the other noble. Now every 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, they used to complete one whole recitation of Qur'an, because it is the month of Allah. And that impact of recitation of Qur'an in this month also, that's immense, it's huge. Surah Ad-Dukhan, again, it is highly recommended that we recite in this month. Surah Ad-Dukhan is just 3 pages. Recite it at least 3 times every day. Surah Al-Qadr, it is said that you recite at least 10,000 times. And it is easy for you living over here in LA, because your minimum travel distance is 1 hour from point to point you want to get to. In 1 hour you can easily do at least 400 or 500 if you don't talk, and you just shut those cell phones for a while when you are driving. So if you do that, we have made up quite a lot that recite in the Surah Al-Qadr, a lot in this month. At least try and do 100 each day. So that also has that Surah Al-Dukhan, Surah Al-Qadr, recitation of Quran, recitation of Salawat, Istighfar, and all these are the beautiful things that we have for the sacred month of Ramadan. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala help us in His service. May Allah Jalla Ba'ala make it as such that the Imam of Time is pleased with our performance in this sacred month, and he give us the tawfiq that we perceive Laylatul Qadr, which is khayrun min alf shahr. For all those who have departed, for all those who have requested for du'a, for all those who are in and aiding, three loud salawats.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allah.